Hello everyone, my name is Bala Ramadurai. Today I'm going to be talking about org Gmail. That's something that I put together. This is what I call Gmail meets org mode, and they get along too. Let's talk about email and how to manage email via org mode. This project is a 4-year overnight success. It was in 2021 I said, hey, wait a second, it'll be so cool if you can integrate Gmail with org. So I started trying out new things, and immediately I realized this is much larger project than I thought. So it lived in somedaymaybe.org for about 3 years. Enter 2024, AI arrives, and in 2025 I had a working prototype in 24 hours flat. So 3 years and 364 days, nothing much happened, and one day it actually got it working. Sometimes procrastination is just waiting for the right tools. The real title should have been Org Mail for people who like org mode more than email, the Gmail monster that has always been attacking us. Okay, but we still have to deal with email. One of the most common questions that I've got so far, why not Nous or MU4E or NotMuch or other tools? They are amazing. Use them if it works for you. Absolutely, just go right ahead if it works for you. Don't change anything because this looks cool. Well, the honest answer for me is that they want to be your email client. That's not what I am after. I don't want an email client. I have enough email clients already. I don't want one more. And they require 500 lines of config. I've tried it. It's a lot of maintenance for myself. I still have those somewhere, the MU4E config or the Nous config. They struggle with Gmail's labels, threading, messages and deletion. I find it tough. And it's either all in Emacs or nothing. It cannot be a combinatorial approach is what I realized. So I said, why can't we have both? I want the org mode's focus and Gmail's flexibility. Org Gmail philosophy is very simple. You triage in Gmail, use the fast web UI for the easy stuff, and process in org mode, pull important threads where you do real work. And of course, a two-way sync is possible. Changes flow both directions. Big inspiration has been org gcal. I named it org gmail because I saw org gcal. It was so cool. I really wanted it. Think of it like an org capture for email, but just bi-directional. All right. The architecture, the boring but important slide, is that Gmail interacts with Python via an API and interacts with Emacs Lisp. User commands, org formatting, all that magic is done on the Emacs side with Lisp. Python side handles the Gmail API, OAuth, JSON wrangling, and Gmail API handles the actual email data. You can do pip install, add to the load path, and 10-minute OAuth setup, you're all set. Switch over to demo from Gmail to org. How do you go about doing that? I will start off with a demo folder that I have. It has this tree structure. Ignore the tilde files. So this is what it contains, an org folder with all the working directory, the actual where the life of org mode is. And I have a credentials.json. This is for logging into Gmail. This is a file that you can download. The instructions are in my README in the repository. You can find out how to get yourself a credentials.json. It's not very difficult. Once you have these, you're all set. All you need to do is, if you have Straight or any of the other VC packages ready that you can take a Git repository and have that in your folder, you can do that. Or you can do it like this, have a Git clone. Like I'm doing it right now, just clone it, keep it in, and now you will see that the Gmail is already there. There are two files that are really ultra important, which is email label manager.python and org gmail elist. These are the two files that do the email processing. I have a plain vanilla Emacs that I'm going to use for the demo. These are a few settings that you will need in order to get going. So one is the Gmail itself, the elisp and the Python script. You will need to require the package. The org agenda files need to be set. If they're already there, then yes, it needs to include the org files. Main settings are you need an org file in order to download all the emails from Gmail. You need the credentials path. You need the Python script wherever it is pointed to that. The date drawer, you can customize it to whatever you want. I call it org Gmail. You can set it to ignore certain labels, not to download it. You're not interested in certain labels being downloaded. You can set that and process timeout of 300 seconds. These are some things to keep life sane in this plain vanilla Emacs. So I have this refile targets and stuff. That's the main org Gmail settings are all here. I'm going to eval this buffer so that we have all of it and we are all set. So we have org Gmail ready to work right now. The first thing I'm going to show you is org Gmail download by label. This is the demo Gmail that I have. They all have some kind of test emails and I'm going to label them. I've created this hierarchy of labels here based on Tiago Forte's para project area resources archives structure. One project, demo project 1, 2 areas, demo area 4 archives, 2025 old project. I've labeled them inside my Gmail. Okay, now let's go to Emacs and we will now download these things. But before downloading them, you will need to authenticate. So for that, you can start with any Gmail command. So I'm going to take org Gmail download by label. When I press that, it immediately opens a session in my browser. Okay, what you can't see is a list of my Gmail accounts that I'm going to select. I'm going to select my one Gmail account and I'm going to show you the next screen. So in this screen you will have to continue and select and the authentication is completed. So once this is done, you can close this, come back to Emacs and you will have select Gmail. So it has tab support. If you click tab, it will tell you what all labels are available. I can pick any one, project slash demo project 1, and let's see what happens. It starts downloading and it downloads and all 3 messages, 4 messages, 5 messages, 6, 7. There are 11 messages in total and it's downloading all of them. Demo slash org slash 0 inbox, that's where I have it. And here are the emails. They're all in org mode format. All the emails are in here. Since it's org mode, you can fold them all and you will see those emails. So these are 5 emails that are present for the demo project 1. The next one I wanted to show you was reply without leaving Emacs. Let's go back to Emacs. How am I going to reply? Org Gmail reply at point. That's how I'm going to reply. Reply all or reply. Okay, let's first find out what is the email all about. Okay, there's just one sender with just one recipient. So the reply all or reply doesn't make a difference. Okay, so we will reply at point. And if it's reply all, it includes my own email as well. In this, my email is .mx. Okay, CC, I can CC anybody I want, but I won't do that. I have a Gmail reply window, split window here. Control C is what will send the reply. Control C, Control K is what will cancel the reply. I want to reply, so let's say test reply from within Emacs and bala@balaramadhuri.net should receive this email. K initial successfully, reply sent for this email ID. Okay, a feature request I can already imagine is the reply also appearing at the bottom of this. It's not yet there. In the next version, I will have that. Let's check if I have sent that email. Let's check in the sent box. I just checked in the sent and yes, a test reply from within Emacs does show up. Okay, great. That works. The third demo is going to be on label management. How do I manage labels? Let's see, let's go back to Emacs. Suppose I'm not keen on this demo project 1 for this. It should belong to demo area. Okay, for this thread itself doesn't belong to this. Let's do org Gmail edit, label at point. Well, I don't want one project at all. It should be under two areas slash demo area. I don't think it's not tab supported. You should know this. That's another feature request. Two areas slash demo area. And when I say this, it should update it. Yes, it has updated it. So you can see that it has updated the label here as well. We can go check if it has indeed changed it in our, what is the name of the email? Just test mail for one project demo, and the date is at 3/12. Let's check if demo area has it. It's not refreshed, but there are two emails now under demo area. It's obviously done the job well. It's happening as expected. I just turned this back from demo area to demo project one. If you decide that I want to move all of demo project one to archive, I'm done with the project. Oh, by the way, you could, that's the whole point of this, is to have all of this refiled into your project. You can do that. I don't know if I have that. Yes, I have demo project one, and I could have emails, and I created a node and I moved everything there to that folder, so that when I want to look at the demo project, let me look at this. In that context, in the project context, an email, I have nodes, let's say, and one of the emails is a note, and I want to be able to keep it that way. I could refile it and put it under notes as well, saying that this has some password, it has some reference that I need to have it there. I can have it under notes as well. So that's the advantage. Once it's inside the org mode system, you can do many things that are usually org mode Z. So you can do all of that within your org mode with emails, manipulate them, see it under a context, reply to that. All of that can happen right within your project context. So you're done with this project, you want to move to archive. So what you need to do is, you don't have to be here, you can do it this from anywhere. Bulk movement of labels, you can do it. If you had consult, embark, IV or Helm, this will show up as a drop down and it looks neater. This I'm using a vanilla Emacs, so this is what you can see, but it has tab support, you can use that. So I want to transfer project slash demo project one, I want to move it to archive. So let's say four archives is the folder. So archives slash 2025, already set this up. I have not created this label in Gmail. So do I need to go back to Gmail and create that? No, not at all. You can do this from the comfort of your org mode. Go in here and enter this. Let's see what happens. So it found that it is not there. So it created a new label and it's now moving all of the emails, all of those threads into archives without deleting projects one. So it still has project one and it also updated the labels here. So the project has been moved. If you want to move it to archive, this entire, you can do that too. Let's see if it has archives. Yes, it has archives, and I have a heading called 2025. My demo project can be moved there and I'm done here. My project was done, all the emails are moved to archive, so is this project from my project folder. You can integrate it into your workflow, your org mode workflow. Next, you have action commands. What all can you do with singular email? You can do four things with single emails: delegate, defer, act on it, or trash at point. Defer doesn't seem to work yet. That is the snooze part doesn't seem to work yet. That's another bug. That's the second bug I have in my package. But the rest of them work. Delegate is to move it to somebody so they can do the job. Act is you will do it with a context, with a to-do, which will show up in your agenda. Trash the email from your Gmail and you're done. Okay, let's do that. Let's go back to Emacs. I just moved everything back to demo project one. I moved everything back so that I can demonstrate the four actions that I'm showing, at least three actions. One of them doesn't work yet. So if I want to delegate it to somebody, in this case myself, but I can delegate it to anybody I want. So how do I do that? So I can delegate this. So delegate is delegate at point, move the cursor to the email, delegate it to this guy balaramadurai.net. You can add a note saying, hey, act on this task quickly, boss is watching. Okay, so you can say yes, and this thread gets forwarded to your colleague, and so that they can take this up. It has indeed arrived. Here you can see boss is watching. The test reply has also arrived here. You can also see that email. So that was delegate. So how do we set up actions? So let's not mess this email. This is the second email. How do you act on it? That's an action you set for yourself, is add action at point. And you do that. What action can you set for yourself? Write a long report using an LLM. Okay, so it's changed the status to a to-do task, and the to-do is right here. Now here you can schedule it to say tomorrow 9 a.m. So there you go. At 9 a.m. I'll be looking at this. Now here's the cool part. You can actually find the whole thing in org agenda. So my entire email threads are all in the org agenda. They're all present here, and my task associated is also here in the agenda. This is marked to do, which means I haven't acted on that email. It's still pending. And what do I have to do is right here, within here, which is the action that I have to carry on in the demo project one. You can see that demo project one is showing up in the bot. It's cool way. You can also see it in the agenda. I am not interested in this email at all. Let's say I want to delete it. Let's see. Yes, I finished the task. Now the task is finished. I really don't want to see this email, this message alone. All right, easy peasy. Let's do Gmail trash at point, and you say message. I don't want to delete the entire thread. Yes, delete it. Delete the message alone, and it's gone. But it's not gone. It's gone to the trash. The entire subtree was deleted, and we have a clean flow here. I have archived it. It's still in the archive, but it's still active according to my Gmail folder. Next, I'm going to show you is real workflow capture. You can use label in email with two process. Download it to the inbox.org and do one of these. You've already seen that. Later still doesn't work. I will get it to work by the, hopefully by the time the conference is up, you will have the feature up and ready. Rest of the stuff works. Delegate works, trash works, and add action works. Your weekly review can have an email context, not just links to an external URL. In the para or project areas, resources, and archive structure, you can have Gmail labels mirror your para structure. You can have that within your org mode structure. And you can mimic that very well, all the emails embedded in your own structure. And you can download it by label in the place you want. I'm still working on that feature where you can have it inside the project structure itself rather than an index.org. It'll take some time, but I will do it. But right now, you can refile it once it's in the index.org or any other file you choose. And then you can bulk move labels to archive and move that entire project repository to your archive also. That works very well. And your org files and Gmail stay in sync effortlessly, and the whole email part of it becomes part of your knowledge management system. Okay, we have reached the end of the demo. Hopefully you understood what org Gmail was all about. If you have any questions, let me know. But some bits of warning I wanted to give you. What this package is not, it's not a full-fledged email client. It's meant for label management and importing some emails that you wanted or you're interested in to the context of your projects or areas or your GTD context. It is not a replacement for Noforee or NotMuch. It is not a way to read all your emails in Emacs. It cannot handle a large server load for sure. It is not offline capable. It needs API access, so bear that in mind. What it is a bridge between Gmail and org mode. It's a way to manage important email threads. So you can keep updating threads. Whenever there's a reply, you keep downloading it to that thread. If you want to keep track of what's going on, what is the logical way, you can all see it. You can even use eLlama or one of those to make sense of the conversation if it's a longish thread. It's a power tool for the getting things done or Thiago Forte's para method. I've used para for a long time now. I'm a power user of para, so to speak. So I find this extremely useful myself. It's about 800 lines of Python and about 300 to 500 lines of ELISP. It's usable in 10 minutes, but can remain powerful for years. So some technical decisions that I took. Why Python plus Gmail API? Gmail API is better at handling than an IMAP with all the other metadata. I found it easier. Python has excellent Google API libraries. Email calls Python via the call process. JSON is the interchange format. Why not pure ELISP? For one, OAuth 2.0 flow is a bit complex. I found it a bit complex to meander around. That's probably why it took me 3 years, 364 days to get over it. Gmail API client libraries are mature, easier to test or debug separately, and lets Emacs do what it does best, which is text editing. Pragmatism over purity, the Emacs way since 1976. Okay, some roadmap here. Near term, I want better error messages. It still gives me Python error messages. There are some asynchronous operations. There's no blocking going on. It needs a search integration soon. Attachment, I have not yet touched. That's a big if. I don't know how to integrate with org attach. I'm still wondering how to do that. Perhaps I should be able to interact with Outlook also, Fastmail, ProtonMail, I don't know. AI summaries of thread, I'm thinking Elama could do it, but I'm not very sure. Calendar integration is a nice idea, but org gcal and org gmail, how will they interact? How will that work? I'm still not sure. I use them separately. And any other feature request that you may have, just let me know. What I may need help with, if you have the time and you are interested in this project, is to test it on Mac OS and Windows. I use Linux, so I use it on Debian. It works fine. OAuth edge cases, I'm not sure how it works. It shows me some error or the other here and there. Definitely documentation needs improvements. Other email provider expertise will be welcome. What's ready is GitHub repo with issues. You can start with that, could be great if you can tell me some issues with that. Some kind of development guide. I am not a programmer. I vibe coded most of it. So a development guide, a true blood developer, if they can come and tell me here is what you should be doing, I'm more than happy to listen to that. And probably a test suite. I do that manually, all of this. Some kind of help with that will also work. The big picture is org mode and Gmail can be friends. They can bond over a cup of coffee. Let's connect. Here are my details, and I'm all game to listen to your question and answers. I'm happy to give you any answer or responses that I find. Please do connect with me on LinkedIn. I have my website here, and please do fork or install org Gmail and let me know what you think. Let's talk about taming email. Thank you very much.